During the Ethiopian famine in 84-85, as an Ethiopian, I recognize that there is a book famine, education famine, as much as food famine, if not more. Because famine, it is not something unique to Ethiopia. I think every country in the world, one time or another, has gone through it and from history. But they were able to mitigate it because of their level of education, technology, really know-how. And Ethiopia, naturally gifted country, if we had educated people, Ethiopia should not starve.
You started your education on the pretext of collecting water and started making illicit hide-and-seek trips to the church school. Why did you have to do that? Bring us back to your childhood days and how you succeeded in your quest for an education.
There was a church, and the church is in the land of my father's uncle. Their families are always looked up because they spoke different language, read and wrote, and I was very envious of them. So I always looked for an opportunity, and that opportunity came in a way. My father's cousin came to visit us, and I sneaked out with her, and overnight I asked her sister to teach me alphabet.
How old were you at that time?
I don't know, I can only guess, maybe 6, 7. So I counted my Amharic alphabet, Hahu, we call it, and overnight I finished the 260 some characters, and the next day these characters started dancing in my head and nothing could stop me. So to continue, I would get up before anybody and I would take a pot to carry water, and I would put the pot in the bush and go and attend 1 hour class, which is in the church, and come back carrying the pot of water, showing that I was a good girl. I may not attend every day, but attend every other day and so on. So I would go, and on the way back, I would cut grass for my father's horses and carry huge load of grass, showing in front of my father as a good daughter. And then the same thing when I finished the church school and joined the missionary school some 6 kilometers away. My mother would hide that she has sent me there. But somehow, by the time I knew how to read, write, and read court papers for my father, he kind of started taking pride, although he wished that it was his son who had that opportunity.
So your mother knew what you were doing?
She not only knew, she supported. She always wanted her daughters to have a different life, a better life.
You came to America to have your education, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. I won Fulbright scholarship and came to U.S. Actually, one of the ways I started organizing in America is really collecting textbooks, because I myself, when I was in elementary school, I never read printed material with exception of Bible. It was first time in high school I never was able to get up early morning and line up for breakfast. So I was sent to clean library, and for the first time I saw this stack of books.
What a revelation might have been.
It's like a thirsty person coming to a river, or a cow coming to a river with a full of water and doesn't know how much to drink. It was amazing. So from that moment, I always had a dream to build libraries and collect books, and I started collecting technical books and sending to Ethiopia. By the time I came in 1997, we had sent over 350,000 books.
350,000 books?
Yes.
That's a lot of books.
Yeah, but free books. We didn't have to buy. So through that collection of books, I also saw the state of women, particularly young girls. And the girls were sort of going to school. Nobody was giving priority to them. Their priority is taking care of the family, household chores. Before you know, the next day, they go back to school without doing their homework. So they were failing. The system was failing them. So I knew, as a scientist also, I knew that if a woman is educated without really understanding their personhood, who they are, so you have to combine. If you don't help them, then how can they go to classes? How can they pass school exams? So it is interlinked. When they discovered that these roles are given, this assignment is divided by men, not by nature, for women, it was such a revelation.
That is the start of the empowerment of women.
That's it. That's the start.